AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama, in the highlight of his visit to Kenya, the land of his father's birth, says the Kenyan people should use their history to learn how to lead in the future.
You are poised to play a bigger role in this world as the shadows of the past are replaced by the light that you offer an increasingly interconnected world.
Later today, Obama heads to Ethiopia, the second leg of his African trip. Dozens of Afghan police, including their commanders, have deserted, joined the Taliban in eastern Afghanistan. AP's Lynn O'Donnell reports government officials say the base had been cut off by flash flooding and no reinforcements could make it there.
Before Saturday night, the police decided that they would do a deal with the insurgents and allow them to take over the base. There are 110 police and border police on the base who have gone over to the Taliban side, along with all of their equipment, weaponry, and ammunition.
A car bomb has killed two Turkish soldiers. Four others have been hurt in the attack, blamed on Kurdish rebels. The attack and another at a police station follows Turkish airstrikes against Kurdish fighters in northern Iraq. Firefighters are battling a forest fire racing through part of the Sierra Nevada. CAL FIRE spokeswoman Lynn Tolmachoff.
We're looking at about 4,000 acres. No containment on this fire as of right now. The fire is about 10 miles east of Grass Valley in a very rural area of Sierra Nevada foothills. It's known as the Steep Hollow Creek Bed.
Some 150 homes have been evacuated as crews work to contain the forest fire that began yesterday. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is expected to announce tomorrow a record $105 million fine against Fiat Chrysler for a series of violations concerning 23 recalls of 11 million cars and trucks. This is AP Radio News. The Senate holds a rare Sunday session to deal with a pair of crucial issues.
The House has voted dozens of times to repeal all or part of the health care law. Today, it's the Senate's turn. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell proposing an amendment to the must-pass highway bill, saying repeal is something nearly every Republican wants.
Something we'll continue to fight for.
It's expected to fall short of the 60 votes that are needed. Another amendment to reauthorize the Export-Import Bank is expected to have enough bipartisan support to clear that threshold. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
With her husband in Kenya, First Lady Michelle Obama travels to Los Angeles for the Special Olympics World Games.
It is my great honor to say those magical words. Let the 2015 Special Olympics World Games begin.
That from ESPN. Some 6,500 athletes from 125 countries are competing. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.